You see how distracted I was? I just forgot to push the record button. I've got to listen to my own advice. Let me briefly go over this because I know not all of you are on the call. So we're about 7-8 minutes into the call, and I was talking about how we're in a 3 universal month, which means that you want to stay focused and organized, and at the same time, you want to reach out and communicate and be in constant contact with your prospects, because 3 is about communication, and it is about making contact with others, okay? So we want to go down social media. We want to post more if we haven't. We want to reach out. We want to speak to people on the phone. If you're being interviewed, we want to make sure that we're all prepared to just be totally connected and in communication with others. So you want to take advantage of opportunities that come your way. And one of the things I mentioned with the 3 is that opportunities may come your way in a fast and furious way this month because of the nature of the 3. So organization is important. So one of the things I'm going to cover is how you manage your time, because with that number 3, you can scatter your energy. That's one of the actual shadow sides of the number, is scattering and not finishing and not completing and having your hands in too many pies and getting distracted, okay? So distractions and scattering of energy is what you want to watch for this month. And in order to augment that and help, I'm going to go over a couple of time management fundamentals with you that have really helped me. And as I said before, I call this how to manage your results. So it's more results management, because you want to really focus on the outcome, on the goals when you're managing your time. So the first thing, of course, is you have your goals, and you want those goals to be positive, present, and have a deadline. Okay? And the second thing you have is an action plan that helps you to implement those goals. So let's look at the goals first. What you want to do is be completely positive with them. You want to actually not look into the future and want anything, or say I will, I want. That means you don't have it. That means it's not present, and that means the universe will reward you by not bringing it. Okay, so don't use the words I want to weigh less, or I will weigh less, or anything like that. You want to say I weigh 147 pounds by November 16th, or whatever you want to say. Well, that's pretty far away. Let's just say June 24th. Okay, so you want to make it present tense, present tense, present tense, and you want to make it positive. Okay, so, and then you set in place your action plan, which is a 3-step plan. That's what I recommend. Don't make it too overwhelming. Just use the top 3 things that you know you're going to need in order to implement these goals. Okay? So having said that, I'm going to share with you now the secret that I have used that's been so wonderful and that actually was taught or is being taught still by Tony Robbins. And that is the fact that we are motivated by either gaining pleasure or our desire to avoid pain. And this is so important for anyone to understand who is actually running a business, because most of what you're marketing as a soul entrepreneur, as a spiritual entrepreneur, as a heart-centered entrepreneur is service. And when you're serving people, what you're helping them with is a desire to avoid some kind of pain that they're feeling, right? So it's really fantastic when you can tap into your niche and figure out the pain they have, and we talked about this in our first meeting, is to really find that. What are they trying to avoid? Well, same with your goals. You're not only going to write down the positive benefits of each goal, you're going to write down the negative results if you don't achieve it. So I want you to actually get a piece of paper for each goal, write down on the left side the positive benefits that you'll get from achieving the goal, and on the other half, you write down the negative things that are going to happen to you if you don't achieve the goal, all the painful things you're going to feel if you don't achieve it. Okay, so make both lists, both positive and negative. And as I said before, the universe is made up of dark and light. The sun sets, we have dark. The sun rises, we have light. We have both qualities in our life. It's not just one. We can't avoid one and live a full life. because it's part of life to embrace all of it, right? All of your qualities, your shadow side and your lighter side. So that is really the big important tip that I want to share, because it gets very, very emotional when you do this. So you see, what happens is most people, when they set their goals, they're really fired up, as they should be, right? Initially, it's exciting to have something positive to look forward to. But what happens is, just naturally, over time, life happens to you. Even the next day, something happens and you lose track. And so your goals get less and less exciting, and you get less and less motivated to follow through. But if you have both of those powerful forces, the pain and the pleasure, written out and working for you, because this is using pain to work for you, it's really powerful. All you have to do is go and read that list and read that right column. And if you've really written down something that taps into how you're going to feel, you're going to feel it, and you won't have to pump yourself up again. You won't automatically feel like, oh gosh, what, you know, why am I achieving this goal? You're automatically going to feel, wow, of course I'm going to do this. I don't want to feel like that. So anyway, that is something that I wanted to share to do. Now, the second part of this whole time management, results management, is that I would love for all of you to make this as part of your weekly plan. Just put it into your schedule either on a Sunday or Saturday or Friday, whatever day you're going to do it. Just make sure it's consistent. Whether you have a full-time job, a part-time job, or are fully engaged in your online business. Turn on the mute. In order to really follow through with your action plan, what you're going to do is on Sunday, Saturday, or Friday, create your planner. So you look at all your action steps from your goals, and what you're going to do is take those action steps and put them in your calendar, right? So you're going to say, Monday of next week, I'm going to accomplish this action step. Tuesday, I'm going to accomplish this action step. Wednesday, I'm going to do these three things, and, you know, you just go through the week. Now, some people like doing a lot of action steps on Monday, so they have the rest of the week to do whatever they need to do. You can do it however you want, but it's extremely powerful when you actually see that you're making progress, and it's progress that you're measuring. And that's the key word here, is it's measurable, right? So you're ticking off the action steps as you go along, and they're obviously going to be small action steps, but they build up and they build up until you reach your goal. So that is really the first thing you do, is in order to really make sure that you have a whole overview of how the week is going to go. And you can do this for the month as well. You can have an actual goal or set of goals for the month that you then break down into your weekly schedule. Okay? So each day you want to do at least one thing that moves you closer toward the realization of your goal. And so that is really a very wonderful way to get the three energy working for you, because you're using the creativity that comes from, you know, managing and implementing in a joyful way, and you're channeling it by virtue of having a strategic plan for every day, for every week, that makes sense. And of course, you can adjust your plan as necessary, right? This is not something that is not adjustable, because you're going to find certain days will not be quite as seamless as other days. But in general, you want to stick to the plan, because it really brings a feeling of accomplishment when you actually get things done this way. So that is number one. And then the other thing I'm going to discuss, and then I'll get to your questions, is when you are, some of you are starting to do calls, and I know Rebecca was at an event last month where she actually had a lot of prospective clients in a wonderful way come up to her. And so one of the things that I want all of you to know about is when you actually are dealing in a one-on-one situation with a prospect, What you really want to tap into are the two things I just mentioned, but rephrased. So that's the pain and pleasure principle. So what you want to do is you want to ask them, this is the pleasure one, you want to ask them, this is the prospect now, right? You want to ask them, where do you want to go? What do you want? Right? So you are literally asking about the future. And you allow them to feel their potential. You do allow them to feel their desire on a deep level. Right? So they want to go into this land of potential, and they're going to really, really get into the feeling. And then you ask them, where are you now? And you just start listening to them, and you let them talk, and you let them feel as much as they want to feel, whatever it is they're feeling that needs resolving, whether it's frustrating or painful, or they're just tolerating a situation. Whatever it is, you want to just listen to them, okay? So what it is you're allowing them to get emotionally charged about what it is that they want to move away from, okay? So that is one of the first parts of using the pain pleasure principle, which I mentioned before. It's just so important for your personal and your business life in a way that is just very profound and goes deeply into how people will start connecting with you. And then the next question you would have, if this is a strategy call you're having with them, which I'm going to go over with you this year, it's the whole how you map out a strategy call with a client. But then the next step I'll just briefly mention is that you take them deep into this journey. Okay, you really ask them, well, what's stopping you from getting to where you want to go? And you go very, very deep, right? And, of course, it's after that that you establish yourself as the gap closer, as the mentor, as the person who's going to support that future client and be the captain of the boat, because you know the way and you're going to present them whatever the program is that will support them. Right? And you give some counsel at this point. You give them clarity. Right? So, and you can use this in an interview setting too. For all of you who are getting interviewed on radio or who want to prepare a script, because sometimes these things come up out of the blue. I just had a situation like that last week. My good friend Allie Brown wanted to discuss why so many of her clients are freaking out. And so she knew, because we text each other a lot and are on the phone, she knew, of course, for me what was going on. And she watches my forecast video. So she said, Tanya, I have to have you on the show. I usually book, you know, by my talent 4 to 5 weeks in advance, but we're going to move you up to the front. And so from Friday when she called me to Monday, I had my interview on Monday. And, you know, thankfully, Molly helped me get some things together, but we had to really scramble to present an offer to the people, and this is for her Glambition radio show. But had I not had my media page ready, my page of questions, my bio page, my how do I make the offer, you know, page, all of those things you want to have, you want to start thinking about when these opportunities come, because they're really, it's going to be so much more easy to take advantage of any opportunity that comes your way, right? You won't freak out as much. And even if you do freak out, which, you know, is very natural, when a big opportunity comes to feel, oh, my gosh, you know, to get excited, but also to be a little bit, you know, oh, my gosh, that is, it's wonderful. And the more you prepared you are, and, of course, you're unprepared as well because it's a big opportunity you haven't done before. But the more preparation you have, you know, as much as you can do, the better you're going to feel going into that situation. So I hope that makes sense. And it's something we can cover in more detail, too, as all of you get more deeply into these wonderful situations where you are sharing your gifts with others. Okay, so we have questions, I know that, so I'm going to ask all of you who are live on the call and emailed me to press *6, and if you're on the call, I'd love to have you, you know, talk in person about this, because we're going to go into some deeper issues with some of your questions here. So let me see. I think I will start because Rebecca had a question, and I think Fiona is here, and Rebecca might be late, she said. So we're going to start with Fiona. Let's see here. Get you on. Fiona, are you there?
Yes.
Hey.
Hey. I don't know.
Yeah.
All sorts of
you're on. And I want to tell everybody, if you're online, and hopefully you are, but even if you're not, you can do this later. I want you to go to FionaPsychic.com because we're going to look at Fiona's new, brand new website now together. And I'm going to give her a little bit of a coaching here on it, a hot seat. And so it's Fiona, F-I-O-N-A, Psychic, P-S-Y-C-H-I-C.com. And that's a name we came up together in your strategy call, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's great. I love it. It's so good.
Well, and it's funny because it's a 4610 one, but there was something, and I meant to write it down that I just saw. There was something else that I'm going through and organizing some stuff, and I'm going, here's another 4610 one, and I'm going, okay. So that just gave me a little more confirmation for what I needed, but I can't.
Yeah, remember. Isn't that lovely when you have a little bit of, you know, reticence, reservation, and you're not quite sure? Because you're stepping up, and then you get confirmations like that. I love that. It's wonderful.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so I did write you a couple of pointers already.
Yes.
And let me just pass those by the group so we all are familiar with what I said. So what Fiona has here at the top is a header with her name. It's beautiful. I really love how the background looks in this website. The only thing that is really not working for me is two things. There's no picture of Fiona, preferably a picture where she is, you know, in a good mood, happy picture, because, you know, you're drawing people to you because you feel good, right? Not because you're not doing so well. So
right.
So that's part of it, is you want the picture to really express some kind of feeling of peace, happiness, right? However that comes through. So that's number one. The second thing is that you want to have the words psychic, angel empowerment practitioner really pop out because right now they're barely legible.
I'll tell you what happened. It was almost like I got the web designer sent it to me and it was more prominent, and it's all of a sudden when the writing started to happen, I've noticed that, but I'm going, oh, it's not, doesn't show very much. So with you saying that to me, I already kind of knew that needed to be out brighter. So
you mean the draft she sent you was different than what showed up?
Well, it just seems like it's kind of changed a little bit. So I have just, after I got your email, I sent a copy of it to her and I haven't heard back from her yet, so hopefully that will be done here shortly.
Yeah, so what I would recommend is that, because, see, the header needs to be really stand out. It needs to be separate from this beautiful background you have.
Right.
Right? So the header actually needs to be, you know, visibly segmented in its own rectangular section. And right now you don't have that. So I feel like things would pop more if you incorporated an actual border on either side, change the color of the header a bit so it's not exactly the same as that outside, you know, background, and then, of course, put the picture in,
right.
And then bring down, and this is the other part, is bring down the navigation bar, the home services blog about contact, needs to come down a bit. Right now you know, it either needs to be above the header or right below the header. But if it's part of the header, it's a little confusing. We don't exactly know what we're supposed to be focused on. And those navigation bar names are actually larger than psychic angel empowerment practitioner. They should be smaller. They should be below, and psychic, you know, angel empowerment practitioner should be either really pop out or be larger. Do you see what I mean? So, because that's why people are coming. They're not coming to see your navigation bar. They're coming to see who you are first.
Right.
Right? That's their first impression.
Okay.
And you have a split second to capture their interest. If they're just cold leads coming to your site, they will want to know immediately, okay, I want to see a picture, and I want to know what she does.
Okay.
Yeah. So just move that section a bit to the right. The other thing I don't see here, and this is critical, 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 is an opt-in. So we talked about this. This is where people opt into your list. You don't have any opt-in at all
right.
on your homepage. And
right.
it needs to be in the top right section, not the top left or the middle. So it either can be incorporated within your header or it can be right below your header on the right side. I recommend it being in your header, but it doesn't necessarily have to be that. Okay, so as long as it's in the top right and there's a free gift offered, something free that you're giving away as a result of them sharing their name and email with you. So that is very, very important because the whole reason for your website, Fiona, is to gather names and create a family and
right.
a tribe, and that is the tribe you speak to.
Right.
And so if you're not gathering their names, you can't send them anything, right?
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That I can
so
do.
That those are the main things for you. I don't want to overwhelm you with too many things to do. Did you get services is still in progress, right? So
yep.
we're still do you have any questions about did we discuss what's going in there for you?
Well, you've kind of mentioned a few things, and it's just I'm now realizing I'm almost going into a little bit more of the numerology to start with. So I'm almost making my appointment times almost an hour and a half now. I'm finding with the way that I'm going, things are taking longer. So I'm having to refigure out exactly what I'm going to do and the time-wise because I see now it's changing.
Ah, okay. Okay, so what's changed? You're going from 45 minutes to
From an hour to an hour and a half.
Okay. And that's for, just going to my notes.
That's for the, I call it my regular but intuitive reading, or I still don't know what to really call it.
Okay, so you need a name for it, but you also want to tell me, are you using numerology for that?
I do the numerology. That's the first I do, even with the Akashic Records now. I just use their first, the three numbers, boom, because then it's just, I just get the feed right in, right from that, boom, 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 because it's all basically, a lot of it is strictly centered, and it's just, it's pretty amazing how it works.
Yes, wonderful, and I'm loving this. So cool. I love how the numerology is just, you know, it's flowing into other divination arts now. It's like
because
spreading its wings.
It makes
so nice.
So much sense. It's so part of what I do, and I find the numerology gives to people, for what I do, it gives them something concrete that they can see and understand at that point. And then once you show them with what they're going through, it's a pretty valuable, I'm finding it's a very, very valuable tool to use.
I love how you just said that.
Something that they can go, wow, okay, I get that, I understand that. And it's something
yeah.
can relate to that is not so far out there.
Yep. Yep.
So.
Yes. So I really like what you're doing, and I'm wondering, since you're doing some preparation, is this easy for you to get the three numbers? I mean, it shouldn't take you long to do this,
right? No, it doesn't
right?
take long at all.
Okay. Good. And so what I think, so your price point was $147. I have my notes here, right, for 60 minutes. Is that what we... came
yeah.
up with for you? Right. Okay, 90 minutes is definitely longer,
mm-hmm.
and I would suggest you go to 197 for 90 minutes because that's really a long time.
Right.
So is that something you can, I mean, have
well,
you done 90 minutes?
Well, I'm more because I'm doing, well, I'm trying to make up, I would like to give them like a package of writing down stuff. So I know I'm going to have to go through and, like, you know how you've given us, like, the numbers and the when you're living in the positive and you're living in the negative, to almost give them something like that with their key numbers so that they've got a little package to take away.
Okay. That's nice. But then you definitely need to charge at least $197.
Yeah, like that.
Are you sending them when you say package, you're not saying a literal package. You're saying a PDF that you send them.
Yeah. So that I could email that to them if, you know, it's just because I know people are saying, well, I'd like to understand, you know, more. And so, you know, it's just, I think that would be useful. I can just see that the little, I call it the little package, the numerology package.
Yeah, that's fine. No, I love it. So that's very Fiona. I like it. So definitely, if you can create this pretty fast, because you should just have a template that you just change for each client, right?
Right.
And you just input the numbers and they get that and they have that for the rest of their life. You can emphasize that. This is good for the rest of your life. This is your blueprint. Yeah. So, and what I mean, emphasize that in your copy, right? When you're creating the copy for your services, you want to mention that. And this call is being recorded. So you can literally, listen to the call again so you remember. So that is definitely at least $197. I'm not going to go higher than that with you right now, even though, of course, I eventually recommend for 90 minutes you go higher. But for now, I think that's enough of a stretch for you. I don't want to overwhelm you. So start with that. And then what is the – we need a name, right? So you don't have a name for that?
No, and I'm just going, so, I mean, because, you know, I say I'm an intuitive reader, so I'm going intuitive reading, and then I have the Akashic Record reading.
Okay, so this is the intuitive reading.
Right.
And you want to emphasize really clearly in the first sentence that the intuitive reading begins with the discovery of each person's sacred numerology code or something like that.
Right.
Something so that they immediately know it's more than just an intuitive reading because it's not in your title, so you want to immediately say that first sentence.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
That
okay.
way they say, oh, this is more, this is different. Right?
Right.
Okay, and then you write whatever else you want to write at that point. But that's how I would start, short little paragraph. If you want to write more, you can. I mean, you can absolutely write 3 or 4 paragraphs, but that then should be a separate page that they click through.
Right.
So what I'm saying is you can write a short little encapsulation, and then if they click on that name, which is a hyperlink, right, your webmaster will literally link that to another page. And in that page, you can actually write a few paragraphs more so that they get more of an idea. And it's that page then that would include any testimonials that you have for the specific reading, right? You would list those in a page like that, right? That would be your sales page. Now, if you don't do that, initially you can literally just click through from that actual title, intuitive reading, to the order form, right? The actual shopping cart. You can do that. But then you have to list the price point right on that page. And I don't really recommend that. I prefer giving them a little bit more to entice them, right, to really get them emotionally engaged in what they're about to purchase. So for a product that's almost $200, you do want to give them a little bit more information. So that's where a separate sales page is actually really useful, right? So did you understand all of that?
Well, I understand it, but it's just, it's really hard because I have no idea. I mean, that's how I start off with, and I feel like the numerology from there just opens the door and we go from there. And I've always...
You know what you need to do, Fiona? You need to record yourself. Because when you tell me what you do, you phrase it beautifully. I think you have a little bit of a problem getting it pen to paper or typing it.
Absolutely.
So I think I have several clients who do this and who swear by it. They actually take walks and talk into one of those little recorder digital things.
Will do.
And then they just transcribe it or have somebody else transcribe it for them.
Okay.
But you just need to get inspired like you are on these calls, and I'm sure when you talk about your work to others, you come up with the most brilliant things, what you say, And so just speak it Like, just imagine you're explaining what you do to somebody.
Yeah.
Do that a few times and then take the best of it and transcribe it.
Okay.
Because you have no shortage of imagination. It's not that you can't describe it. It's just I think the actual typing of it is a hurdle for you. So
getting it, well, it's easier in a conversation with somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
And
so why don't you tape that? Tape a conversation like, or imagine you're having a conversation.
Right. Okay. But usually when I'm in a conversation with somebody, like when you're saying, when you're talking about when you have potential, you know, calls with potential clients, because right now, you know, when I first started, I was just giving out my phone number and lots of people would ask me. And it just, at that point, I don't know. See, I pick up and usually know exactly where they're, what's kind of happening. Like before they even get their words out, I'm already speaking it to them and they're going, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not necessarily something I would write.
Right.
But what I'm saying is you, you know, you understand. You have a conversation with a friend or prospect or whoever it is, radio show host or magazine editor, and you describe what you do. And you just imagine they're on the other line, and
right.
you just speak that. And it often helps, I find, this is just how I am. I like it, too, when I'm actually standing or walking when I'm speaking.
Right.
It actually wakes me up when I'm not sitting doing something like this. So often on radio shows, you'll find me standing because I get more energy that way.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's something I was going to tell Rebecca, actually. So, yeah, just really get engaged physically, too, right, so you feel grounded when you're
right.
speaking. And then just transcribe it, you know,
okay.
and you'll come up with a lot of copy that way. I don't think you'll, you know, and I'll look at it with you. You know, that's something that I can do.
Right.
I can give you, but you need to just get it all down first, you know, and then we'll refine it. So,
right.
yeah. And do that with your Akashic Record call, too. See, that's something I can't really help you with because I'm not an expert in that. But I'm sure you have the correct terminology to describe what you do and in a way that is exciting to a prospect who reads about it. And again, always, always put yourself in the prospect's mind. What is it that they're looking for?
Well,
you know?
I do have, when they do the Akashic Records, I have a four-page document that goes to the client that explains what the Akashic energy is. And
oh,
there
good.
And there is a protocol that they need to follow before they do it because they have to make questions and, you know,
mm-hmm.
there's no alcohol or recreational drugs.
Yeah, you don't put that in your copy, though. You can put the, if there's something that describes, I'm talking about your website copy for the sales page. You wouldn't put that in there, but you would put the description part, you know, if it's written in a way that is simple and straightforward and engaging, that part you could use
okay.
in your sales letter. And then just like I said, just do the whole speaking about it again into a recorder and transcribe that because you want it to sound fresh, right?
Okay.
So
mm-hmm.
it shouldn't sound like an assignment for a college you know, exam or something. So it should sound, yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It shouldn't sound dry at all. It should sound, you know, emotionally engaging. So,
right.
Yeah. That's what I meant when I said put yourself in your client's head. He's just coming to your website and is reading this. What are
right.
they looking for, right? What is okay. their pain, you know? And you go into the things that you can do
right.
in this reading. So, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so that's your next assignment here. And if you get it up in between our calls, are you coming to L.A.? Because we're going to do some big stuff next month.
Well, I'm just in negotiations with my husband right now.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yes.
Right. Well, I suggest you get on board soon because we have some amazing rates at the Westin. I don't know how long they're going to be there. So
okay.
I would at least get your room reserved so
right.
you because you can always cancel that if you need to.
Okay.
But get that reserved, and that will step you much closer to the act of being there. I really hope you can come.
Okay.
It would really, really help everything in
oh,
this
I know,
process.
you go over a lot that I've already
I go over a lot, yeah. And just the physically being in the room is a real, it's very important no matter where you find yourself in this process this year. Being there in the room in June is going to be vital to really making it an experience that is transforming your life right now, you know, just being physically there. So,
okay.
You know, I really encourage you to just let him know this is what you're going to do, you know. And so in a sense, there come moments in your life where you just say, look, this is what I'm going to do. You know, I'm just going to be gone for those 3 days, and it's something I must do for my business. So I've invested in it, and I want to complete my investment this way because it's a big part of what I'm doing, you know. So
right.
just let him know how important it is to you, you know.
Okay, well, it's just, yeah. I have my own stuff that I have to go through here.
I understand. No, I believe me, I do understand.
Yep,
yeah, I do. So this will, you know what? It will activate you by coming and overcoming whatever fears you have will actually totally activate you in your business.
Okay.
Right? It will. You'll see. It's another big step in your journey.
Yes. I know. It's just right. It's kind of a complicated time right at that time. And so it's like, yeah. So I just have to work with what I have and kind of go from there. So,
mm-hmm.
But I definitely will then if the rooms are, they're only on for so long because I've got the email, I will definitely book the rooms and then see what happens.
I would go today and book them because I can't guarantee that rate is going to stay.
Okay.
I've never seen it that low for the Westin. So I would really book the room, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. Good. All right. So we covered a lot, and I really hope that we, you know, just you're fabulous, Fiona. You're really getting things done. I'm so proud of you, and I just really love that you're taking this momentum and implementing. It's very exciting. So just keep going, okay?
Okay. Yeah, okay, that I can do. As I said, I keep plugging along and just seeing what, yeah.
You're doing great. Believe me, you are. Seriously, you're doing really, really well. Okay?
Well, I have those other little things I have to work on and get going with. And it's just, and I see for myself right now with my other job, at the end of this month, I'm at a year end that I have to get all my stuff done for the books done. So it's just, I'm going, okay. Again, with lots of things happening to pull yourself from here,
mm-hmm.
there, and everywhere. So.
Well, it is that kind of month, too. Just remember,
yeah.
June
well, I
was is
going. You saying
yeah.
that, yeah,
yeah, yeah. So, yeah, exactly. So you know, so don't fret about it. Just take some rescue remedy or do whatever you need to do. Do
right,
meditation,
right.
Qigong, you know, because we're all feeling this more frenetic energy. It's the three, you know. It just is what it is. But take it as a positive, though. See, when things are active around you and you have a lot to do, it means you're alive and kicking and have things that are cooking, right? So
it's just that I've even done all this month because I've noticed that I set up my intention, what I'd like to accomplish in the day, and something, it's interesting with what you've just said. I kind of went, oh, my days have just not gone the way I wanted, but instead of before I'd get kind of, not getting anything done, but so now I'm just going, okay, I have to do this, I have to do that, and I just do what I need to do when something gets thrown at me, figure out how I'm going to get stuff done, and I'm trying not to fret about
yeah.
it. I mean, that's the one thing I've worked on for this month because it just seems like boom, 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 boom. So I'm just going, okay, I've got 2 hands, 2 feet, what can I do?
Right, exactly. So no fretting. Just take
yes.
it one task at a time. Tick
yes.
off that list. And as you tick it off, you're going to get more and more relieved. And just don't, you know, I have to do the same thing, you know. So I understand where you're coming from. But there is a way to bring a sense of relaxation and easygoingness into this where
yes.
you just stop fretting and you just say, it is what it is. And it'll
yeah.
get done. And the world is not going to end if I don't get everything done today. You know, it just won't.
Yeah.
So,
and that's my lesson that I'm actually learning to be able to go with. So,
we're all learning it. It's not just
well.
You, but yeah, it's good that you see that is your lesson. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Big time.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Well, take a deep breath and just stick with it. You're doing great, like I said. Okay.
Alrighty.
All right. All right. So. Thank you, Fiona. I really hope that on the next call you're telling me that you got your ticket, okay?
Yeah.
On your way.
Right. Okay.
All righty. Have a great month, Fiona.
Too.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to check if Rebecca is on the call. I'm not sure she is because she had a major question. So let me click here. This is 303 area code. Hello?
Hi, Tanya. It's Rebecca.
Oh, I just got you. Okay, so we have another caller lined up who I'll get to in a moment. But I wanted to make sure.
Do you
want to
do that person first? Oh, okay.
No, that's okay. We can do you, and then I'll go to the final person.
Okay.
Well, the final person.
Well, by the way, I have my airfare and my room booked for this next
week. Yay. Good. Yay, so you got the good deal, right?
I did. Yeah. That's a good deal.
Yes, it is. I'm excited. We got it, too. Molly and I are staying. Okay, so let's see here. I looked at the website briefly before the call, the Angela's, and I'm seeing that she's really having experts. You know, she wants different experts, obviously, from different areas take part in this offering that she's giving to her people here. Which is it's a great idea. I like it very much, and it sets you up as an expert, which is awesome. So she'll want to obviously focus on your specific. What are you bringing to the table here, right? What are you going to offer her list? So have you done any research about her list? Like what are the things they look for? Is it better lifestyle, making more money, starting a business? What is it that they do?
I have not done that research. I have gone to one of her events.
Okay, good.
And she's all about helping entrepreneurs make money for sure. And she does it she's very progressive thinker. I don't know. I don't know what to expect. You know.
Okay. So have you subscribed to her newsletter or gone to her blog and read the things?
I do have her newsletter, and I do. You know, I do get it regularly.
Okay. So what kind of topics does she address with her prospects and clients? What does she focus? I mean, the reason I'm asking you this, because you can make an offer that's specifically keyword related to what she talks about, right? So it's not necessarily that you say, oh, I'm a great astronumerologist or whatever, feng shui, whatever it is that you're going to offer. You're going to say, what I do specifically helps, blah, 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 right? Because that's what astronumerology is great at, is focusing on. Is it, you can say something like, you know, launching, a new product and naming it and setting a date and all of that. Or you can focus on money creation, you know, like having a fortunate name and what that means and planning the year based on your personal cycles and, you know, because there's certain months that you may not want to push so hard and you may get frustrated, and then there are other months that are really good, you know, you have more energy, it depends on what their focus is, how you're going to phrase it to them. You see what I'm saying? So it's not a radio show. It's not like you're just presenting yourself.
What kind of caught me off guard is that she wants me to teach.
Oh, she wants you to teach. Okay.
Yeah. And I'm not sure how to go about teaching and how to
So this is literally something
it's for a school Soul Visions is her company, but it's Soul Vision Business School with a bunch of experts that that I guess are going to stay. It's going to stay in the archives so that people can access these things on whenever they want to.
Well, you definitely can give an offer, right?
It has to be it's a free offer.
It's a free offer, but that's fine because
offer.
Your free offer is
actually it's not a free offer. It's a free gift.
Free gift, but you know what I do for the free gift? I just give them the free gift that they get when they opt into my free
website.
Ebook. Yeah,
that's the free gift.
That's your free gift.
You
so we got
okay,
that down. Okay, that's an easy one. That's always what you do is that's your free gift. Okay. So your training is available on my permanent training library to captive audience. Okay, right, fine. You promote my free video series. Okay, but she doesn't say here that you're teaching. Where does it? So you're supposed to, is she interviewing you about something you need to teach to them?
Well, and that's, I'm confused, is that, because, I mean, she's getting experts together that will stay in her archives for this school that she is doing so that people can go and just click on what it is you. I don't know if it's going to be aired on a specific date like a regular teleclass. That is not how I understand it. I understand it that it's going to be going into her quote-unquote school. I need clarification on this because I'm having a tough time wrapping my head around it.
Well, look, she gives seven topics she gives in her academy. And
right.
Health, intuition and spirituality, marketing, mindset, relationships, sales, technology and systems. So obviously you fit in the intuition and spirituality section, right? That's where you would fit. So you would help people, help her clients get in tune with their creativity so that they can create more money and better relationships and better sales and et cetera. That's the whole key. So what you would focus on is the key to anything is to feel fulfilled. And the way you feel fulfilled is in you're in touch with your soul purpose. And the way you get in touch with that is you know your actual reason for being here, and that's revealed in your birthday and your blueprint and all that. So you can teach it, right? You can just say that. It doesn't see when she says teaching, it doesn't necessarily mean you give away all your secrets that you teach on your programs, right?
Right.
You're not going to do that. Because none of these, very few of them will have ever heard of numerology or astronumerology or the fact that, you know, there are numbers that they're born with actually carry a message, you know, or that their name carries a message. So you're just going to basically be teaching them in that sense. You're giving them information about, you know, themselves without giving away too much. And one of the things you can do that's very simple, that's fun and simple, is you talk about their day of birth, right? And you just say, you just go through the numbers 1 through 9. And, you know,
okay.
I do this on almost all my free videos where I say, okay, so if you're born on the 1st or 10th or, you know, 19th or 28th, you are a number 1 day of birth. And that means this. And then we're actually teaching something, but, you know, it's not stuff that they couldn't find themselves if they knew about numerology, but they don't, most of them. So you're giving them something valuable, and you can gear that towards more the entrepreneur mindset, right? In terms of your keywords for each number, you can actually create a sentence. So if you are a 1, you are definitely more of the, you know, originator and leader, et cetera, et cetera. If you are a 2, you'll probably be inclined to have more one-on-one, business calls or, you know, like a lot of real estate agents are 2s because they deal with another party, right? So it's 2,
okay.
2 people involved. So you can do stuff like that, you know, like just add a little bit of something that's relevant to a business school, right?
Okay.
So
okay.
With 3s, they're very good at speaking, eloquent at providing their message, right? So they must be on video and and make sure that they are on, quote unquote, on stage somehow, you know. And then you go through four knows how to manifest and can teach organization. And there's something number that can tie into business. So you just wrap your head around that. And then you're teaching something. It's fun. They're doing it. They've gotten something valuable. And they will seek you out. They will absolutely seek you out as a result of hearing that call.
So then, so this is going to last for an hour. Then would I also cover the 12 zodiac signs and what some of the simple business?
You could, things? Yeah. If there's, be prepared to do both, absolutely. Because,
okay. You
know, I think that's a great idea. I think that's a great idea.
Okay.
Yeah, you can do both. Okay. But if she, you know, asks you questions, let's say you do the numerology first and she asks questions and she said, oh, gosh, I'm born on the 13th and that makes so much sense. And, you know, can you tell me a little bit more? Then, you know, just be prepared if you talk about the signs or let's say you do the signs first and then do the numerology, that you have a version prepared that's also a bit shorter. So you have to sometimes be a little flexible in this kind of interview setting where you
mm-hmm.
could go in with a plan, but just, you know, the plan will change depending on what the interviewer ends up focusing on. So you want to make sure you get in what you want to. So have a way for you to get through your material and cover what you want to so that you know, okay, they're going to listen to this maybe 2 years from now, and it's still going to be exciting
right.
and
right.
relevant to how they would find me and how I can support them. So
she has seen me speak on stage at the first it did.
Mm-hmm.
And she also sat at my table, so we did some exercises together. And then mm-hmm. I called her up and did an off-the-cuff, just a fast reading for her and had a 15-minute conversation while she was driving somewhere. So she know, I mean, and I mean, I pretty much nailed it when I, I'm sorry, I got allergies going on here.
Oh, okay.
When I was talking with her, and the comment she made was that she talked with a lot of astrologers, but she said that I explained it really clearly.
Good.
And that was why she wanted me to be the expert in this field. So I doing the 12 zodiac signs, I mean, I can, you know, be prepared with the numbers as well. I know the astrology. I'm more fluent in that.
Why don't
but,
you do that first? Do that first,
I think
then.
I will.
Do whatever
yeah,
you're comfortable with first. And then if there is time, because she does want you to close with your offer, of course, so you want to make sure you have your notes prepared, right, for that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I do. I have my cards that I prepare, the index cards. And, for example, with Allie, with that show, I had one of those larger index cards prepared with the offer, you know, with the URL. I mean, even your URL, you want to have it all there because sometimes what happens when you're interviewed is you can go blank. So you want it written out, right?
Okay.
So, yeah.
So then the bio, I need a bio, a title of my topic, and 3 to 5 bullet points.
Well, the bullet points
so
are,
can,
yeah, bullet points are pretty straightforward, I think, right, for you? We sort of went over what it is you
mm-hmm.
do.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can just mention just briefly, just, you know, we all have a soul. That soul has a code. It's revealed when you're born. So I will be revealing, you know, how to access that code and giving an overview of each astrological sign as it pertains to business. You know, you can phrase this in smaller sentences if you want.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can. And then, and you can also mention how the knowledge of your specific frequency is very important in terms of, you know, the direction of your business and how you would structure it, right? So you could say something like that. In terms of your bio, I think a shorter bio like this is good. And, and you know, she will amend it if she needs to. So she educates through webinars and interviews where she has done off. I would say Rebecca educates, not she. Rebecca educates through webinars and interviews where she has done off the cuff, where she specializes, you can say, not where she has done, where she specializes in off the cuff readings, leaving her clients feeling empowered and validated, something like that. I would change that sentence to something like that.
I'm glad this is recorded.
Yeah, I know, exactly. I know how you feel.
So how should I and a title for it?
Oh, does she want a title?
She wants a title of my topic.
Okay, well, work with some keywords, you know?
Okay. Like so, like
how
like
you can
soul.
Even say how your sign empowers you, or something like.
Using your power planets, using your personal power planets for business.
That's fantastic, something like that. But then you do have to talk about definitely the astrology. But that's a great title. Using your personal power planets for business is fantastic. See,
and then that that leads into the free gift on my website, your personal power planets.
Right. Exactly. Right. Okay. And it makes. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful segue into that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay,
so what you're
going to
be focused,
like
yeah, and so what you need to stress is you're focusing on the business side of it in this talk, because in the book, obviously, it's more of an overview, right, for anybody.
Is.
But you're now using this spiritual, this sacred knowledge specifically for entrepreneurs, right? So.
Right.
Yeah. So that's
like
why you
that.
Said for business. Yeah, it's good.
Right.
Good. So I think you're all set.
Yeah, I can work with that now. It's starting to shape up.
Yeah,
I've
it's
got
good.
Some...
And I like your bullet points. They're good.
Okay.
So
that's
what you were talking about, right? Before the five bullet points. Yeah. So you're fine.
Yeah.
You've got what it takes. It's all unfolding for you. You learn the language as you go. You really do.
I'm beginning to see that.
Yeah, you don't learn the language until you have to learn it. And now you have to learn it, and you're doing research. That's why I say whatever you do, do the research for whoever's working with you, you know.
Yeah.
See what language they speak. See how they address their tribe.
This has been so helpful because I didn't feel ground. I really was blind. And I was waiting for this phone call before I even got in touch with you, because it's like I wanted to have this one under my belt before I went through.
Oh, yeah. You want to come across as confident and totally with it when you talk to her. So when you contact her, it's like, yeah, because then she'll have the confidence going into the call that you are really, you know, very well-versed and an expert in what you do, and she'll be excited to interview you, and you're going to hit all the keywords she wants, and, you know, it's great. Yeah. So
yeah, I'm gonna go and write keywords down from her website. I just think that's great. Yeah, this is gonna help me a lot. Okay.
Oh, it's gonna be fun too, and you'll learn as you go. See, you'll learn from her and her keywords, and you'll see what's powerful. And you know, that's the thing. When you do research, it's not just for a specific, you know, project. It's something that will stick with you. You're gonna really learn from this. You know?
Well, and you know, even I totally did a 180 degrees switch in my plan after the first day. Because I had like nonstop lines. I was doing readings, and, you know, it probably wasn't the best thing to do, but you know what it did? It just got the word out there that I was, it validated me and it drew more people to my booth.
No, I don't think there was anything bad at all about it. I think it obviously led to something very good, right?
It did.
So I
was really disappointed the end of the first day when I talked with all these people, lost my voice, and hadn't made any money or hadn't made any phone follow-up appointments. And so at that point, it's like, now what do? I've got to change this.
And you thought it through, and it was a great experience for you.
It was. It's flying by the seat of my pants every single day.
Oh, well, that's how it is. Let me tell you. When you're doing something new, you're always flying by the seat of your pants. You know, you are. And that's when your creativity is the most amazing, because you have to go real deep. You got to dig deeper than you ever have, because you have to. You have no choice, right? So
you do, yeah.
Yeah, it's exciting, and that's when some real breakthroughs happen. So I'm really proud of you that you know, first of all, put yourself in that situation. You went for it, not knowing exactly what the hell you were doing, and you did it. You figured it out, and you adjusted, and you were flexible, and you grew tremendously, and it's just so empowering for you. Yeah.
It was. I was really second guessing myself as to what the hell did I get myself to now. More than once.
We all do that.
It worked out awesome. It was awesome.
We're all
awesome.
Yeah. It's an awesome feeling, isn't it? Yeah.
Walk through that doorway. It's all about the 11 energy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, good. So this will go well too, and you know it. There you go.
Yep.
So
that positive affirmation.
Yeah. Well, I said this will. You need to create the correct affirmation. This is going well on whatever date it is. Yes, absolutely. So enjoy that. And I'm so glad you're coming in June. And
because
it's going to be a tremendous retreat for us on that solstice. Really great. So happy you're going to
be here.
That's
a powerful time. Thank you so much, Tanya.
You're welcome, Rebecca. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Great. Okay. So we have one more question here. This is area code 512.
That's me.
Hello.
Tanya. Hi, it's Shirley.
Hi, Shirley. How are
Hi,
you?
Hi there. I actually have to get off the call at 5:30, so I don't have very much time.
Okay,
but
no problem.
I wondered if you could take a quick look at my website as it is right now.
Okay.
And just any quick words you might have to say about it. It's www.sevencirclesmethod.com.
And do you spell out seven?
Yes.
Seven Circles Method. Okay. Let's see here. Just waiting for it to come up. There it is. Yay.
So the header is actually shifting. The word method is coming out, and then I'm going to have a tagline underneath. But the main thing I wanted to ask about and get feedback on was my headlines.
Okay. Now, may I ask you, where is the opt-in?
Not there yet, but it will be. And I know
okay.
it goes in the upper right-hand corner. So it'll actually
okay,
go
sure.
above where it says connect with Shirley.
Oh, okay, so it's going, okay, so it's not going in the header, it's going below the header.
Right, where
okay.
it says connect with Shirley right now,
right.
that box will be the
okay.
opt-in and everything else will just move down.
Okay, good. Just want to make sure that you have one.
Yes.
Okay, so you want to look at some headlines, so let's do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, just the headlines that I have there and any feedback that you have about that.
Okay, so let's see here.
Basically just the home page.
Okay. Okay. What the first three sentences, those questions that you have?
Yes.
Are more for the copy. So that's
okay.
Do you ever feel like you're watching yourself going through the motions? Yeah, because you're, I mean, sometimes those headers can be powerful, but I wouldn't put them on a home page. Those are more sales page, sales, you know, they're a little bit too, what should I call it? It's not like a welcoming thing to see necessarily
okay.
when you come to the home page. So, but it can work for a sales page depending on what you're selling as a header. At least one of them, one at a time, right? Not three
right.
questions.
Right.
So what I would put instead, and you can still use these in the copy. It doesn't
sure.
mean you can't use them.
Well, and they kind of show up again down there under the bullet points under "Is this you?"
Right. True. One thing about bullet points is, and this is very important for everybody to understand, is if you have bullet points that are going into the pain, you have to have another set that goes into the result.
Okay.
Because bullet points are very powerful, and they really must also, you know, if anything, you have to have positive bullet points.
And would you put the positive ones and then the pain ones? Or
no, the pain would always go first because you're tapping
okay.
into the pain first. But you need to end then or somewhere down there in your copy.
Okay.
You want to put this is what you'll get type thing. Would I do that in the home page? No. I would not put bullet points in the home page necessarily.
Okay.
And if I did, they would only be positive. I wouldn't do all of this stuff in your home page. The home page really is a welcome, and it's meant to just be, it's not that you can't talk about a pain. Of course you can, but it's not the real focus. You want to talk about what it is that, why did they arrive on your site? You know, you're here to help them with this. So you focus more on what you're here for. What is it they are looking for in you, in Shirley,
okay.
right?
Well,
and you introduced
the other thought that my branding person had was the very first thing on this page would be a video.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I was saying to you.
Yeah.
You must have a video. I said that to you, I believe, in
so we're
in January.
Still, that's still accurate. So I'm just...
Absolutely.
Okay.
Video is so good for service because you are the brand, right? Mm-hmm. You are the person who they're coming to. It's not just an offer or an info product. It's you.
Right.
You're the talent. So when they see you and can relate to you for like a 50-second, 1 minute, no more than 2 minutes, you know, sometimes it can be a little longer than that, but I would say no more than 2.5 minutes. Video that just introduces what you do and says hello and welcomes them and describes some of the pain that they might feel, but then goes into, look, this is what I specialize in, and, you know, just so happy you made it here because you're going to really enjoy
okay.
or, you know, or benefit or whatever words you want
right,
to use.
Right.
That is what you want to have there. And
okay.
if you have anything, it would be that. And then, my dear, you can transcribe that video and make it your copy.
Okay.
So just use basically that copy from the video, that transcript for the teleprompter, or
mm-hmm.
if you have a teleprompter, which I hope you do, because for this kind of video, you would want one. You know what I'm saying when I'm saying teleprompter,
yes.
what we discussed in January? Yeah.
Yes,
I would use that teleprompter copy as my backbone for the copy.
Okay.
Because some people will watch and some people will read, right?
Same.
So, yeah.
And if they watch and they read, it doesn't hurt that they are hearing it twice.
No, it doesn't at all. And you can amend it slightly. So it doesn't, you
right.
know, you can add a little bit. But, no, it doesn't at all, really. So that's
okay, so just
what
very,
I would suggest.
Very much welcoming, and here's your free gift, and opt in here.
Yes, on the video for sure. You want to almost, and this is what I do. I have a new video on my website where I literally say where they need to go or point to it. Go to the, you know, I point to the right with my body and my hands.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to, when you're creating the video, obviously you're pointing to the left of you because
yeah.
they're right. So you want to incorporate that into your transcript. Just sign up here and you just point to the right. You know, sign up to my free newsletter and you'll get this. You'll need to know the name of your free gift, right, the lead generation gift,
yes.
and you just name it and you describe what's in it. And it's just a really quick video. you know, where you basically want to focus on that gift, because that's the reason that you want them to come, is to sign
yes.
into your newsletter, right? So
yes.
So yeah, it's very straightforward. And then once we have that down, I think your header will be so much easier for you.
Okay.
It's just going to be pretty short, right? It's not going to
yes.
be long. This is not a sales page, so make it short. Yeah.
Perfect.
So, yeah.
Great.
And we can look at this next month. We can refine it. You can email me as well if you just need a quick, like, is this header good or should I use this one?
Sure.
Right? So you can absolutely do that.
And do you know, thank you for that. I will listen to it again, and I was taking notes, but I'm glad it's recorded so I can go back and listen and pause and make sure I got it all. Is there anybody or who would I check with to see if anyone needs a roommate?
Email Molly and she will, well, people on the call now know, Shirley.
Yes.
Wants a roommate.
Yes.
And
well, actually, if you have a room and need a roommate, that's what I really
If you have a room and need a roommate. Okay.
Yeah, if you've got a room but still need a roommate, I'm raising my hand.
Okay, good. Perfect. So everybody on the call, if you're listening, Shirley would like to know if you have a room, need a roommate, please email Molly, and Shirley will email Molly as well, and we can get you two hooked up. That's really
perfect.
Easy. So... And then we'll also, I want you to post it on our Facebook page,
okay.
too, so that people know there. And then what else can we do? If you know, hopefully we will hear from somebody and you can get this going.
Because that's going to make a big difference, really, about whether or not I can come.
Yeah, so definitely. And who knows, maybe Fiona will step up because she's, you know, considering coming now from Canada, and I hope she does.
Yeah.
But if anything, I will also send out a newsletter. But what I would do, if you are okay with this, in the meantime, is reserve a room just so you have something. And then, you know, because you can always cancel it. You can cancel up to 24 hours before without paying a cent, right, when you reserve.
You can,
so
but the really super rates they're offering right now, you actually have to prepay and they're non-refundable.
Okay.
FYI.
I didn't know that.
I didn't
know that.
To get that rate, you have to prepay, and it's non-refundable. So that's why I was hoping somebody already had a room and I could just hook up with them.
Oh, got it. Okay. Well, in that case, because Molly didn't tell me that,
have clicked all the way through to see
yeah,
that.
No, she reserved our rooms, though,
okay.
So I'm not sure what happened.
Uh-huh.
But in any case,
okay.
We did get our rooms.
Maybe,
for sure.
Maybe it was just my clicking through or something. But
maybe it was, because usually that's not what they require. I just know on their website, it literally says that you can get rooms from $111 to $400-something. So that, and they didn't say prepay when I was there a couple days ago.
Oh, okay.
Just,
well, I'll look again.
Yeah. In any case, we will put the word out in this call, and on Facebook, you can go on and do that.
Sure,
and
I'll
we'll
do
figure
that.
It out. Yeah, because of course we want to have you there.
Yes,
so,
and I want to be there.
Yes. Yeah.
And do you have your dates for your event in whenever it is, the end of October, November? Do you have?
Well, that event has changed, and I was going to make that announcement in June, but I'll just mention here that it's actually going to be a non-travel event now, so you actually can stay in Texas. Is that where you are?
Yes.
I'm going to have it totally live-streamed so that as many people as possible can attend.
Oh, fabulous.
So, yeah, it's going to be an online seminar, not a travel one.
Oh, great.
And, yeah. So, and it will be not in October, but in early November, because it's going to cover 2015 and wealth creation during that amazing year. So
perfect.
It'll be closer to when that year starts. And I'll make that announcement again in June. So, yeah.
Great. And then there's one more thing that I will email you about this because I didn't ahead of time, and it's a little long to describe, but I just, I'm one of eight people being trained in something called a massive belief relief process. So it was created by three people, Lion Goodman, Tim Kelly, and Gina Malie. And it's process, which I just experienced, so I can testify that it works, where you can shift, if you choose, all of your beliefs, conscious, subconscious, unconscious beliefs, all at once.
Wow.
And it's incredible. It has completely transformed my relationship with my husband.
Just wow.
All kinds of amazing things have come out of this.
That sounds really wonderful. I'll have to check into that.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for mentioning
it's
that.
It's really great. And I'll send you some information about it. And it's going to be the third part of my offering, my 3 days
good
offering. Is
I love that.
Doing
okay,
that
good.
First. And then obviously that's a huge shift. So, of course, people need to integrate that into their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
It's a great lead-in to that.
So you will be, is it something like a certified practitioner kind of thing? Or?
Yes, I'll be licensed to do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And as of June the 10th.
Great.
And, yeah, I'm very, very excited about it. Just it's 5 sessions to do the complete thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm just really, I'm really excited about it. And I'll email you more information and check with you about the price points. And
absolutely. It's such a great fit for you. I really like this.
Yes,
you.
It's a perfect it's
it really
a perfect
is a great
fit.
Yeah,
and,
so you want to definitely put that in your copy. See, this is the thing. This is the kind of
yes.
stuff you want on the homepage. So, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, good. Yay. Awesome.
Great.
And I
well,
love
thank
this picture.
You so much, and I need to jump off the call now.
Yes. Let me just say, I love your
thank
header.
You
I love
so
the
much.
Picture. It's great. It's fabulous. So, congratulations on that,
yes.
on just the website. It's beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you.
Good. All right, Shirley. So good luck with the room. And
thanks.
We will talk to you next month.
Yes.
And just get in touch with me if you have any header questions. Okay?
Sure. Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Shirley. Bye-bye. Okay. Yes. So we had another fantastic call today. And I'm just so happy all of you are stepping up. A lot of you are stepping up. A couple of you, I'd love to hear from. You know who you are. I can't wait to hear how you're doing, and hope to see you in June when we can do those in-depth hot seats and really get down to the bottom of how to just get with the program this year. You know, it's just that the time right now with the whole April intensity gone, we have so much we can do now. There, you can really be moving forward now and stepping up after that intensity. So, you know, there's a lot we are all experiencing, things that we're adjusting. Just like Shirley said, she's adding something to her actual practice. And this is very common right now, to be flexible, to change things up, to, you know, Fiona changed her time and her price point, and all of this is going on in big and small ways for us right now is, you know, working with new people, just accepting new ideas and new ways and new approaches into how we do things. So we hope to have all of you on board next month on the call, and send your questions in if you can't be on the call, as usual. And then until we see each other next month, and literally see each other right after that in LA, I wish you all a fabulous, fabulous May and a wonderful Memorial Day if you're in the U.S., and then we get into summer pretty soon. All right. Thank you so much, all of you. See you in LA on June 20th. Bye-bye.